This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Show.
Vaxxed from cover-up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii Five-O. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Speaking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda, the voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, ready or not, it's time for 2 hours of broadcast healing like nowhere else in media. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show, live on GCN, and Super Don at the helm making it sound so good. We got Eric on the board, and we've got Kratom, I'd say coming out our ears. I wish it was coming out our ears. That would mean it's abundant everywhere, and the FDA has left us all alone. We also have the AAP, that's the pediatricians group, that never met a vaccine it didn't want to inject into all children. And we're going to go outside the box with Ty Bollinger. Should we look for a new vaccine for CTE, brain trauma, brain injury, recurrent, chronic? Could a vaccine be the answer to save our football players? That and a whole lot more coming up next. Now, praying for all y'all on the East Coast there. We don't know where the hurricane's going to hit. They're now leaning a little more towards South Carolina, maybe Georgia. I don't know what's the update. Super Don, maybe you can watch the Weather Channel and not do anything related to this show for the next 2 hours.
Is that what I'm supposed to do, is watch the Weather Channel instead of paying attention?
Yeah, we could throw it over to the Weather Channel anytime we want. No, I think we got to go on and talk about healing, honestly. I mean, we can't stop just because a hurricane's coming, can we? I don't think so.
You know, no, we cannot. And we'll give anybody who's in South Carolina, North Carolina a free pass for today if they happen to be in the car trying to drive away from the hurricane.
Right.
But, I mean, it's supposed to be a big hurricane, 80-foot waves they're talking about, which is huge.
Yeah,
winds 120 miles per hour, and they're saying it might even gain power as it gets closer. So our thoughts are with you, but get the heck out of there, man.
Yeah.
Get the heck out of there.
What are you thinking? It's an electromagnetic universe, and you're part of it, but you don't want to be drowned by it. Okay, now, we also don't want to be drowned by pediatricians. I said they're the most dangerous of the medical profession because they target harmless little children. Not intentional termination for the most part, but potentially with these vaccines. Now, a while back, I think we reported on this, Super Don, this story. I know Dr. David Brownstein has written a piece on it. That's what we're going to go to right now. But I think we covered this story about them being concerned about additives,
right?
Different additives in food. Now, how long have I been talking about, because we had a question in the YouTube chat room before we started about why so many people have learning disabilities. And it's a loaded big question. But, you know, if I take aside all of the environmental toxins and all the other things, heavy metals and things, then I would say, well, it's because the defining learning disabilities is based on your ability or inability to learn in a scholastic setting that is very artificial. That is, you sit kids down pretty much all day with 20, 30, 40 other kids, and you try to force feed them information. And it's not the most ideal way for every kid to learn. Some kids can excel in it, others cannot, and then they go, oh, you're learning disabled. But not everybody learns the same way, so I acknowledge that. But when we're in a context of an environment that is polluted, air, food, and water, and we look at additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, heavy metals, GMOs, plasticizers, it's a wonder we're alive.
but it's a testament to creation that we are, and that generation after generation, we're still here. Although infertility on the rise, sperm counts on the decline, all of these things resulting in lower birth rates until ultimately maybe we can't even reproduce as a species. Why is this happening? Now, the American Academy of Pediatrics is claiming that they're concerned about unregulated food additives. Unregulated. I was like, you mean if it was regulated, it'd be okay? I thought the FDA is supposed to regulate additives to make sure that they're safe before they can enter into the food supply. But according to their statement in July of this year, Academy of Pediatrics, AAP, they released a policy statement titled Food Additives and Child Health. And it sounds like a benign and good purpose. Our purposes with this policy statement and its accompanying technical report are to review and highlight emerging child health concerns related to the use of colorings, flavorings, and chemicals deliberately added to food during processing, as well as substances and food contact materials that are indirect, not added on purpose, but those include adhesives, dyes, coatings, paper, paperboard, plastic, and other polymers, which may contaminate food as part of the packaging, manufacturing equipment, on and on and on. Okay? And they're proposing that the FDA do something. Do something, FDA! We can't figure this. You got to do something! I'm like, really? The AAP's argument is more government oversight and regulation? How about more parental engagement and involvement in the health of your children? Whether you're a pediatrician or not, a nurse or not, you're a parent. There are parents that are pediatricians and vice versa. But what about that engagement that doesn't rely nor trust federal regulators to make good decisions about the health of our children, the health of my children? I have raised my children assuming that everything the FDA tells me is not correct until I can independently verify and validate it. And my kids are much healthier because of that. And anybody else who takes that stance will have healthier children. Now, the AAP, still an authoritarian regime within the allopathic medical community, also looks to authoritarian federal dictatorships, or their doctatorships, if you will, granted through special privileges, status elevation, monopoly medicine. Flexner Report of 1910. It comes around. We're 108 years since that. And now the AAP says, hey, we got to look at these additives. There's a problem here. Oh, yeah, there's a problem here. And the bigger problem is that you're a bunch of dunderheads at AAP. Why? Because you're ignoring that which is staring you right in your medical faces. The additive that you will not mention. The toxic poisons that you will not mention that are in syringes that are not ingested by your children patients, but injected into them. And Dr. David Brownstein does a great job of pointing out the hypocrisy. We're concerned, AAP, right? We're concerned about additives that they eat. But what about additives that they inject? Dr. Brownstein's been at it for decades, as have I, pointing out this absurdity that you can, well, acknowledge that ADHD, ADD, these kinds of things, even allergy, they talk about additives. Now there's some awareness about glyphosate contamination in wheat and grains and oats because of the lawsuit that happened. Prior to that lawsuit, the successful lawsuit against Monsanto, now Bayer, did you trust that the FDA wouldn't let the food supply be contaminated with toxic chemicals? Because if that's the case, you're wrong. The FDA has always been wrong about this stuff. But we, and I'm talking as a parent right now to other moms and dads. If you're a mom or a dad and you're letting your kids go to pediatricians to be injected with this stuff, that's on you. No, I know that's not comfortable. That's not pleasant. I didn't tune into the Robert Scott Bell Show to be lectured and berated. But that's not my intent in saying so. My intent in saying so is waking you up to the reality that you have misplaced faith, trust, even respect in governmental institutions and representatives of that pharmaceutical regulatory state. Big food, major manufacturers, additives, preservatives. Yeah, great, AAP. I'm glad you're on board finally. Hooray. Welcome to the club. The water's warm, and it's unfortunately toxic. That's why we've been warning people about it. But to ignore the injectables that you are embracing, recommending, endorsing, even ridiculing parents who are questioning the safety of those things that are in vaccines, you don't have a shred of credibility even as you're acknowledging some of these additives may be bad for kids. And great, I'm glad you're doing it. But parents, I'm speaking to you now. Stop looking to these medical institutions to protect you. Stop looking to these federal agencies to protect you. You have to be that first line, second line, last line of defense to protect your children from these dangerous injectables and ingestibles. It's up to you. If you're looking for the government to save you, I don't know. I want to talk to your parents, but they gave up on their rights and responsibilities too and turned it over to the bureaucratic oligarchy all those years ago. Baby boomers, yeah, I'm talking about you and your parents, the World War II generation as well. They saw the advancements in science and technology of the 20th century, and they said, yep, we'll turn our kids over to that. That's awesome. Okay, now we've got a little hindsight, right? Maybe I would have been razzle-dazzled if I was alive then. So it's not a bad judgment. I'm just saying now, we got enough information, don't we? Can we do it differently? Can we stop looking to doctors to save us? To be the arbiters of what is good to be injected into our kids? Super Don, is it me being unreasonable again as we open the show today? Probably.
Well, I won't crack a joke. No, you're not you're not being unreasonable.
I'm just saying.
And I think it's interesting because, you know, I guess the FDA is all concerned, or the AAP is AAP, all concerned about additives. But, you know, it's like, well, these additives are okay, but, you know, we're just going to ignore these over here.
Thimerosal? It's okay.
Yeah,
injectable?
Yeah. Aluminum? Yeah, now you don't see thimerosal in food, right? If it was, see, if they just put thimerosal in the sugar smacks, then maybe they would be concerned about it, right?
Right. Well, they didn't mention glyphosate by name in this consideration. Dr. Brownstein is spot on, as you know, we have been for years on this show. And now the FDA is attacking another plant without additives. I'm not arguing for even cannabis with additives. I want you to have access to organic quality of these plants of creation. There are so many people addicted to FDA-approved pharmaceuticals. By the way, prescribed by what? Licensed, duly licensed, established and ordained ministers of the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. Those are called medical doctors. And they're prescribing the stuff that's killing people at horrific rates. I know it's not pleasant to say, but here we are promoting things that will help you. And the FDA doesn't want you to know about them. Dave Herman from the American Kratom Association is going to talk about that. Next.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, let's crank it up, man. We are rocking the health world here. We are just starting our show. I've taken on the parents to hopefully give them a heads up that relying on doctors and big government to protect your children, not a good plan, never been a good plan. And relying on them to protect you from plants of creation, not a good plan either. Who's going to join us now to tell us about what's going on with the Fear and Death Administration, their attacks on a plant God created known as Kratom? It's Dave Herman. He's back from the American Kratom Association. Dave, welcome, my friend. Good to hear from you again.
It's great to be here with
you. So you guys have been working hard, obviously, to put the good perspective out on this plant and what it's doing for people and how it's helping them. And, you know, I'm in your corner here. I've been utilizing the plant. I've seen it work wonders for people. But the FDA is doing its level best to propagandize it against it. Now, I've been following what the American Kratom Association has been doing, trying to, you've sent letters to Scott Gottlieb and the FDA saying, hey, let's meet. Let's talk about all these things. Let's kind of narrow our focus here on what we could agree is we don't want dangerous things to be happening, but where is it dangerous? Where is it not? Here's the science. Let's look at this legitimately. Has the FDA even responded to you guys yet?
Yes, they've given us one response. And the response was, Dr. Gottlieb is aware of your request, and he's reviewing it, and we'll get back to you with an answer. That was 28 days ago.
Wait. They acknowledged it, and now 28 days later, there's no response beyond that?
Nothing. Dead silent.
So what are you supposed to do? I was just asking, Dave, then let the FDA have its way with all of its propaganda, and we'll just wait for Scott Gottlieb. A pharmaceutical stooge. In my opinion, I know I'm not putting words in your mouth, Dave, but that's my perspective. You're going to let him run roughshod over Kratom and the people that need it desperately? I know you're not going to, but what do you do?
Well, we give up.
No, don't give up, Dave.
Here's the thing. They in Gottlieb et al. Are being deliberately deceptive. They're doing things that are flagrantly against the law. They have a legal obligation to tell the truth when things come out, and they don't.
No.
The best example I can give you of what's going on with these folks, in Michigan, there was a young man that died. And he was reported twice to the FDA's database, once by the poison control people and once by FDA. Same case, same guy, same death. From the poison control folks, we got the six things that were in his system, and they were ranked in order of potential deadliness, with kratom being mostly the safest product and leading all the way up to a product called Pink, used 47700, which is a banned opioid, very dangerous, and that's what killed the guy. When we look at the submission from FDA, somehow the top two items, including Pink, have been eliminated. That is deliberately deceptive. They're just trying to make a case. We fight them hammer and tong. We're doing it state after state after state. We just visited with folks in Michigan, visited folks in Arizona. We've done something similar in Ohio because it's their intent to roll up each one of these states so that they have a de facto ban on the federal level. And we have no intention of allowing that to happen.
Well, and we've seen with the 10th Amendment Center and their perspectives, they've been covering this for years on cannabis. Why not apply the same principle with kratom?
Absolutely. What we've asked them to do, which, you know, you better sit back because this is pretty darned unreasonable. We've asked for them to bring forward the science that they purport to have and let us bring forward five or six or eight of the leading scientists in this field and people that are accepted academically all over the world to discuss openly the good and bad points of kratom. And somehow they don't think that's a good idea. It's better to just tell a bunch of fictional stories that demonize kratom and keep it under assault because I don't know why.
Well, I know why. It's a pattern of behavior we've been reporting on for almost 20 years here on the show. And that is, they are proponents of pharmaceutical intervention and defense of the pharmaceutical monopoly. And they're threatened by this plant, as they are about cannabis and other things, natural supplements, dietary supplements, because it's reducing the perceived or actual need for drugs, which basically now that regulatory agency has been captured by the pharmaceutical industrial complex. And Scott Gottlieb has been in on Big Pharma for a long time. It's one of my least favorite of Trump's appointments in, you know, a guy like Trump who says, I want to break up the oligarchy to some degree.
I think that this is the swamp incarnate.
Yeah.
You look at the history of Scott Gottlieb and the jobs he's held, and you look at his financial disclosures, and you go, wait a minute, I'm not so sure this is the guy I put in this job.
Yeah, but if you are invested in maintaining the status quo with Big Pharma, then Scott Gottlieb's your guy. We're going to talk about what the FDA and Scott Gottlieb have put out in terms of attacks on kratom, where it's legitimate, where it isn't. We're willing to look at it that way. They're not. But we're here on the Robert Scott Bell Show doing it right.
Live around the world.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap. A complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay, or call us 253-678-1361.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, the place for health freedom, healing liberty, right here. We don't take any crap from the Fear and Death Administration, although the irony is the only way you can speak freely in America about natural health and healing is if you don't actually sell a product. It's bizarre how the First Amendment was altered to mean freedom of speech except if you have something to sell. Really? That's an interesting interpretation, but now we have a bureaucratic oligarchy which invested in the 3 branches of government all in one. Separation of powers no longer exists. We are not a constitutional republic. There's not a republican form of government happening. We've been taken over. Some would argue taken over by drugs. I've called us the United States of Drug America. There are good people out there, natural healers, even natural medicine or herbal sellers that are trying to buy good products for the people of America to get them off of these dangerous FDA-approved pharmaceuticals. Well, by the way, third leading cause of death, according to the peer-reviewed literature, Scott Gottlieb, do you care? And we've got people in America who are innovating, who have used their creativity, who have used entrepreneurial skills to bring a plant out to the marketplace. Not to poison anybody, not to addict anybody, not to harm anybody. And they've helped so many people to get off of the opioid drugs. Now the FDA is sending out warning letters about kratom and how dangerous it is. How not scientific it is. Not approved. Well, I understand the nuance of making claims, but let's get away from those claims and just let me talk about the things that it does. And those that sell it can say, hey, go listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. He'll tell you. Dave Herman from the American Kratom Association is doing his level best to defend this plant and the people who want to bring it out to you here in America. Dave, I appreciate all your work, and just so frustrating dealing with Scott Gottlieb and the FDA.
It is frustrating.
So, taking a deep breath now, you mentioned that you had submitted kind of a petition, a letter. Hey, can we get together on the science? We've got this, you've got that. Let's compare notes. And 28 days later, still crickets from Gottlieb.
And let's identify the fact that we put together a petition in 5 days that garnered 40,000 signatures that went to DEA. There are a number of people in this country, somewhere between 3 and 5 million, that support what we're doing. And the AKA, American Kratom Association, is a consumer-based organization. We want safety for the consumer. That's our overarching issue. Legal plant, safety for the consumer. And for that, we've established our new standards, which are CGMP compliant.
Mm-hmm.
The execution date is November 16th. We're taking input and vendors now. And all of that is designed to identify those people in the industry that have matured and are good actors. And we want that to be available to the consumer. Well, with that being done, what complaint does Gottlieb have with us, meaning the kratom industry? If you look at the letters that go out, some of those things we would actually agree with Scott Gottlieb on. Does that paint an entire industry and an entire 5 million people? We don't think it does. So we would like them to take the role that they're supposed to take, which is in the extraction of kratom, where there's manipulation or adulteration, that the methodology should be approved FDA methodology. But the leaf and the plant itself are natural. They're non-harmful. Every scientific study we see shows that they're beneficial. And the fact that we found some salmonella is utterly and completely meaningless. They found more salmonella in lettuce than they'll ever find in kratom.
Well, and they're doing their level best to attack our friend Dr. Frank King and King Biohomeopathics on the basis of something like that absurd, calling for a voluntary recall, and then we won't be mean to you. And of course, he recalls it, and they're mean. You know, this is a criminal rogue organization, and I know you got to deal with them right now because the oligarchy dominates our political landscape and our economic landscape, stifling free enterprise, stifling entrepreneurship. And of course, this seemingly would be in opposition to what we hear Trump is about. And I'm just saying, hey, anybody got a link into the Trump? We do. There are people that listen. And I'm just saying, you want to be consistent, either put Scott Gottlieb on a short leash and tell him back off or get rid of him and find somebody who cares more about the American people than the pharmaceutical industrial complex. Now, you mentioned how the FDA was manipulating data, pointing to a death, counting it as two deaths, claiming it was kratom when, in fact, they were on some kind of other opioid. Scott Gottlieb believes that the only way to make kratom safe or anything safe is to synthesize it and turn it into a pharmaceutical drug. Am I exaggerating?
Yes, that's exactly right. And if there is an inroad to the president, I can tell you, if we ever got 30 minutes of his time, this whole war on kratom would end instantly because of the history he has with his brother, what happened with him. He hears these stories, and we show him the science. It's over. You know, they're doing everything they can to make sure this stays internalized, that they demonize our product. But at the end of the day, they're deliberately deceptive. and mm-hmm. they're hiding the truth. And that shouldn't yeah. be allowed in our country. That's really upsetting.
Right. Under current regulatory guidelines, a dietary supplement, or an herb in this case, can be sold as long as it makes no claims. The most they allow are what they call structure function, supporting structure and function.
Right.
There have been some sellers of kratom that have put on their label or in their marketing material specifically that this could help you to detoxify or overcome opioid addiction, things like that. So the FDA has sent warning letters, but they take advantage of that time and then they say we should ban it all because of some players that don't understand how the marketplace exists right now. Although I disagree with the way they run the marketplace, the FDA, but I recognize what it is. And if you play with those rules, they cannot outright ban it based on no evidence or trumped up evidence that they're trying to promote that, oh my gosh, this opioid, this kratom, it's as dangerous as anything that the FDA has approved. By the way, Scott Gottlieb, a synthetic opioid that you guys approved that now is addicting and killing people in scores, maybe even greater numbers than the illicit street drugs that are out there that are also dangerous, like heroin, for instance.
Death is coming from FDA-approved drugs. The control or the brakes on someone like Scott Gottlieb are the way the Controlled Substances Act is designed. And that's where we're trying to bring the fight. And that includes the National Institute of Drug Abuse, Health and Human Services, the Attorney General's Office, and the Drug Enforcement Administration. These are all places where this can stop. All Scott Gottlieb can do is ask that they follow through with a ban. He asked 9 months ago, and no answers come forward. So we believe that internally something is occurring there, and then scientists are looking at this thing.
Yeah.
And all we want to do is break the logjam. Sit down at a table. Take guys like me and throw me out of the room. You don't need an activist in there. What you need is your cadre of scientists, our guys, the credentials mm-hmm. of both, and the information that's available, and let's hash this out. Because yeah. there's no way the science supports a ban of this product.
Dave, this is amazing. I'm reading this press release or letter from the FDA about kratom and the bad players supposedly that are violating the regulations, okay?
Right.
And they're talking about marketing kratom for use against OUD. First time I've heard it. Opioid use disorder.
Yes.
This wasn't a disorder prior to the approval by the FDA of opioid drugs. And now there's a disorder called OUD. And then there are other... Say that again?
Let me tell you something. Robert, this is a pet subject you just stepped into, and I didn't know you were going there. If you go back and you read Animal Farm or you read George Orwell's 1984, what you can take out of there is that he who names it owns it and wins. And so you can take virtually any subject, and if you get to name it, it's yours. And some of the more violent aspects of that are, do you call it pro-life or do you call it anti-abortion? Do you call it gun control or do you call it Second Amendment? The naming of the product is instrumental in convincing the public that this is what should be. So now you call something called OUD.
Yeah.
I think I'm in favor of that, says the guy having coffee at his breakfast table.
Right.
Deliberate structural demonization of anything you feel like going after.
Right. By doing this, they then prohibit anybody from making any kind of claim that you could help somebody with that. Because
right.
now something was created out of thin air, and now it's called a disease or a disorder, and now you can't say that your natural substance, not patented, not approved by the Fear and Death Administration, does anything to help in that case. You're right. They own it. They control it. And then they have the audacity to say, well, this, you know, one of the problems here is if people use kratom, which we don't approve of, they're not going to use FDA-approved medication-assisted treatment, which they determined to be MAT. They have initials for that.
Right.
MAT, medication-assisted treatment, which, by the way, toxic, dangerous, also addictive, proven not to work in many cases, perhaps most, and very dangerous as well, as opposed to what we're seeing with the use of plants like kratom, cannabis, etc., and pulling people off these dangerous OUDs, so to speak. This is amazing.
Well, Scott, I told you before that according to CDC, methadone, which is the kingpin of all the MAT treatments, we have over 5,400 overdose deaths per year. the claim by FDA, which you'll notice now they started dropping because we caught them, was that we had 44 deaths in, I don't know, 7 years. As I've said before, that qualifies for a safety award. How can you tell me you want to give people methadone when they could have Kratom? That's silly.
Yeah, 5,400 deaths per year to methadone. That's their main focus on medication-assisted treatment, right? Incredible.
Purdue Industries has a new patent that just came out on opioid withdrawal treatment.
That's right. We
brought you opioid deaths in the first place.
We covered that last week, I believe, a few days ago, in fact, and how absurd this is. But then we're living in an absurdity. We're living in an absurd times where the Fear and Death Administration is considered by many still to be a genuine protector of the public rather than a protection racket for the pharmaceutical monopoly. And so that's what we're dealing with, folks. You've got to decide what kind of country you want to live in, one with freedom or one with tyranny. We already exist in a medical tyranny, and the FDA and Scott Gottlieb are just playing it for all it's worth. It's got to change. Anybody in the Trump administration listening? You can make that change right now. We've talked about it with Jonathan Ebord as well. Real quick, Dave, we're up on the break almost. What can people do to help and participate in getting Kratom and protecting it?
Well, I think you have to let the agencies know, let the president know. Tell anybody you can tell. Scream it from the rafters. Make it from the rooftop. Folks, you need to leave this product alone unless you back it up with science. And we're asking you to meet with the scientists who will challenge your theories.
All right, Dave, from the American Kratom Association, we have it linked up in the show notes, AmericanKratom.org. Check it out. We got questions today related to colon cancer coming up next. Also, Ty Bollinger is going to take us outside the box. Y'all check it out. Protect Kratom. It's worth it.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Ender 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials what, for a decade. I was like, yeah, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 233 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-33 to 350350.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on a farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, I was just talking about my son texting me from the wilderness of Idaho. Apparently, again, they're out in tents and stuff, but he did text me, and I asked him how he was able to do it. He said, Dad, you gave me that backup battery, but it's almost gone, so you might not hear from me anymore the week, apparently. But yeah, he was telling me how he ate a duck. He ate the duck liver and the duck heart, and he's just doing all these mountain man things that, again, skills that if we need to survive in a total breakdown, I'll just hang out with my son. By the time he gets back, he'll be good to go. So we'll see where that goes. Super done. Nice. So yeah, so pretty cool. I mean, obviously your kids are grown, but you remember those times when they were of that adult, just about transition to adult, and you send them out into the world. I mean, I think it's kind of cool what's happening. I've been wanting that for him. And coming out west has been really good for the opportunities that we didn't have back east.
Yeah, well, and it's, he has a definite interest in those types of things, which makes it even cooler.
Yeah.
Because, the stuff that he's learning and he's interested in is stuff that, is like, a lot of kids don't even think about, right? In today's age, they don't think about, survival skills and mm-hmm. Making, and with guns and firearms and stuff like that. That's kind of a lost art.
Oh, totally lost. Totally lost.
I mean, in today's day and age, right?
I just talk about growing food, right? Like, that's my big survival thing. I'm not out there in the wilderness camping out with no electricity yet or anything like that. So, I mean, where he's going is a whole other level. I mean, he's learning, like, how to set traps and snares and, how to identify foods, safe foods, safe herbs, medicines. These are, again, for me, the most valuable skills in a grid-down scenario. And if it lasts a long time, who knows? I don't know. But isn't it better to have the skills and not need them than to need them and not have them?
Absolutely.
Think about that. All right, so what's cool also is the Trinity Conference. Health Freedom Expo returns, and it's happening September 22nd, 23rd. We've got some free tickets available for you. Still, I believe, if you go to robertscottbell.com, Super Don might have them linked up. And I want to see you there. Chris Barr, we talked Not a Doc yesterday. He's going to be there. Paul Barretero is going to be there. Jeffrey Smith's going to be there. It's going to be amazing. And so I look forward to seeing y'all for a great reunion. Joni Abbott, we've had on. She's going to be there as well. International Integrative Healthcare and Holistic Iridology Congress, that's happening October 19th through 22nd in Orlando, Florida. And then we'll be adding into the mix those of you at Stuart, Florida, I believe on the 24th at Peggy's, and the 25th of October in Coral Springs, Florida at Toonies. Those are what we have so far. We'll add them to the list soon. With that, though, let's see if I can get to our listeners that really need some help.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, we do have a question of the day. This is coming from Annie. Annie says, hey, RSB, my mom has been diagnosed with colon cancer. I've been looking through the archives for shows about this. However, I'm not very good with a computer. Can you tell me some specific dates of shows that you address this, please? Also, shows on CBD to treat cancer. You're laughing, Super Don, I know. I ordered her Dr. Batar's DVD on Know Your Options. We're coming to Trinity Expo. Thank you, Annie. So I'll be able to talk to you there. But you're not bad at computers. We are bad at archiving in a way that you can search. It's our bad. Super Don, it's your bad. It's my bad. I mean, we're a lean, mean healing machine.
Yes,
but
you know, it's like, you know, a lot of people over the years have asked about this particular thing where it's like, you know, listen, we put together a show, we do a show, and then we put it out there, and there's a podcast of the show, and then you can go listen to the show. That's pretty much standard for most radio programs. The idea of being able to archive this stuff in a way where it's searchable and it's broken up into categories and topics and stuff like that, I mean, it's a cool idea. I'd love to do this, but we'd have to figure out a way to be able to, put the time and the effort and stuff into that, you know?
We have talked about this, and I think we've even had some of our loyal listeners volunteer to help, but I don't know how to put that thing together, Super Don, and if you've got some other thoughts or others do, obviously we want to make it as easy as possible, but you know, we're just you and me, for the most part, putting this thing out. 6 days a week, by the way. 2 hours a day. So you try to do that. And so I would ask for, if anybody's got the passion to do it, step forward, let us know what's involved. And we'll see, maybe we can, I don't know, do it, what do they call it, a Patreon or some kind of, we can raise some money for it?
Yeah, we might be able to make that as like an added thing. I don't know, we'll put our heads together and see if we can come up with some ideas.
All right, well, for now, take a break. We're going to go outside the box with Ty Bollinger, and we've got some CTE discussion. We've got some other cancer stories to cover with him. And, of course, always with the mindset and heart set and spiritual set to bring the power to heal back where it belongs with each and every one of you. And don't get the flu shot, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads are our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.